This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cube. Taco to go, taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't taco, lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Tyreek Hill, former Chief, of course, loves to talk. Always loves to talk. He put out his top five quarterbacks. Now keep in mind, Tua is one of those guys that's always been in his top five, right? Tua, his quarterback. He pays tremendous respect to the quarterback that feeds him the ball. Tyreek Hill was asked to name his top five quarterbacks. Is Mahomes in the list? Maybe.
Said, could I rank my top five quarterbacks? Lamar, Josh, Pat, obviously. No, this is no order, by the way. Baker Mayfield and Joe B. Joe Shiesty, too.
So, no Tua. And his top five, he said, no order, no particular order.
Baker in there. Wow.
Baker Mayfield in that list is crazy work.
And they keep giving him weapons. They draft that Buka. I mean, they keep giving him weapons.
That might be a good fantasy team next year.
And he goes, no question, Pat. I mean, there was no question about Pat. I mean, he let that be clear. No question, Pat.
That was the only one he said obviously to.
Obviously.
So if it's a no particular order, the fact that he threw an obviously behind Pat's name might be an indication that he's number one on the list, as he should be.
Probably.
Do you agree with that list? I actually agree with the list. No particular order.
Do you think Baker's the top five quarterback right now?
Right now, I think
you would say yes if you agree with the list, Bink.
Yeah,
you think so?
But then, I mean, there's some argument at five. There's some argument
Of course.
There's some argument at five.
I mean, who else is there to really argue? I think that's where this gets interesting.
I think the others are cemented with Mahomes, Burrow,
I mean,
Allen,
do you put CJ
Jackson.
Do you put CJ Stroud in that conversation for five?
After the first year, yes. That's why I caution people on Bo Nix. Be careful. That sophomore
that year
could be a you-know-what.
Because I think in terms of where Tua is, it'd be interesting to see where people rank him because with all the injuries and stuff, he hasn't played enough for you to even really consider him to be a top five, even maybe even top 10 you could debate quarterback regardless of how
but
he
if he's
playing.
Your quarterback, you have to mention him, don't you? If he's your guy, you have to do it.
I guess so.
You have to throw him in that list. Instead of Baker, you throw Tua just because he's your because then we all kind of understand.
I mean, yeah, because he did that for years.
He's done it before.
He's the same guy who said that he thought Tua was more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's what Tyreek has done.
He has backed off that baby.
He is so hot and cold when it comes to this. And it's like the relationship with Tua and what he's got with the Miami Dolphins, like on a day by day basis, he loves being a Miami Dolphin. And the next day he's like, why did I ever leave Kansas City? It's ridiculous. I agree completely with four of the names he mentioned. Obviously Mahomes, Josh Allen, fresh off an MVP. Lamar Jackson's got two of them. Joe Burrow.
Baker was really good last year. Third in the NFL in passing yards.
He was over
71%. 41 touchdowns for Baker. Baker actually had a type of year we'd say, okay, top five.
I think there's some other people I think there's some other people who think Baker is actually that dude where he's ranked inside of the top seven or eight, but I don't know if it stretches beyond seven or eight because I think Jared Goff, you know, the way he's been playing.
Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl MVP.
Jalen Hurts is in that conversation.
Yeah, Goff is between Burrow and Mayfield as far as the yardage last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what makes this really interesting in the conversation because, I mean, even like Dak Prescott, before last year, I think you could say that he was a top 10 quarterback or maybe he still is depending on how you feel about him before the injuries and stuff. But I think that it's interesting to see because I think there's a group of quarterbacks, not that they're lost, but they're in a bubble where you don't really know how to think about them. And that'd be Tua, Brock Purdy, even Dak Prescott. I think Jordan Love might be in that conversation.
And I think Stafford, by the way, is underrated. I think he's very underrated for Stafford. Very consistent guy.
I think Matt Stafford also is very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said Jaden Daniels after the rookie year he just had.
I mean,
but again,
I think you could put him up in that conversation.
Rookie to sophomore year, we'll see what happens. With guys like Jordan Love, with guys like Brock Purdy, Tua Tagovailoa, I think they are almost there, guys. If that makes any sense, right?
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins has been almost there. Like, he's good enough to get you in the position to win it, but he's not quite good enough to put you over the top, right?
But the one playoff win really brings you back.
There are only a handful of guys in every era of the National Football League that you look at the quarterback position and be like, that's a guy who can lead you to a Super Bowl win, right? Mahomes, Lamar to some extent, although his playoff woes are well documented. Joe Burrow, right? Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, right? There are guys in every generation where you're like, that's the type of dude that can win you a Super Bowl. I don't look at any of the Jalen Hurts has become that guy now, right? I don't look at Tua. I don't look at Brock Purdy. I don't look at Dak Prescott. I don't look at Jordan Love as guys that can go win a team a Super Bowl. Could he get you there? Maybe. Right? He could get you to a conference championship game. It could get you a divisional round game. But can he win you a Super Bowl? When it gets down into the nitty gritty, fourth quarter, 6 minutes left, you got to make a play to win a Lombardi. I don't know if those guys have it. And that's why I don't like the whole top 10 list, because you've only got five or six guys that are truly elite Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is just either good enough to keep their job or is going to be looking for work elsewhere.
I've asked this question to other people, Logan. I want to ask Drew because I know his answer. Quarterbacks. No, I do know your answer. So it's very clear. The next quarterback to win a Super Bowl ring in the AFC. Not Mahomes. Who else would win one in the AFC? I know he's going to say Burrow. 100% he's going to say Burrow. Aren't you, Drew?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
It's Josh Allen.
Okay.
It's Josh Allen. All he's got to do is beat Mahomes. That's it. That is his Achilles heel. That is his bugaboo. That is his Grim Reaper, is 15 in red.
And he did have 30 points a game with not great talent at wide receiver. Shows his ability.
The thing that's interesting, so he's never beat Joe Burrow in his career. He's never beaten him. He had one playoff game in Orchard Park. They got beat by like two touch. It was like a two touchdown game throughout. I just wonder, to me, I think, because to your most recent point, Logan, about quarterbacks that can win one, I think you can win one with Josh Allen, but for me, with Josh Allen, I think even the same in a way with Lamar Jackson, is I need to see it to believe it, because part of me thinks that Josh Allen just doesn't have there's something about Patrick Mahomes where the odds are stacked against him so much and he still finds a way to get it done. Joe Burrow was sacked 9 times in a playoff game and still found a way to help get it done. I just think Josh Allen doesn't have that. He's a great player, an elite player, an MVP caliber player, but when it comes down to it, if the odds were stacked against him, because we can go down the line of great defenses, had Stephon Diggs at one point, great offensive line, all just go down and down and down time and time again, and he hasn't been able to get there once. If the odds are stacked against him, I mean, is he even able to get through that game alone? I just don't know if he has that dog in him the same way that
the biggest indictment on him is he didn't win with the number one defense, because he's had that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there's just some not limitations, but he just doesn't have that. I don't care what's happening. I'm going to make sure that we win this game, like what we've seen Patrick Mahomes do before.
Yeah, if you're looking player to player, right? If you're ignoring the other 52 guys on either roster and you're looking Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, I see what you're saying.
Or even Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson in the conversation too, based on his performances individually in the playoffs.
What pushes me to Josh Allen is when you do kind of zoom in and you look at players 2 through 53 on the Bengals and the Bills, especially defensively.
Right.
The Bengals are a wet paper bag. They're a Swiss cheese defense. They can't stop anybody. And your best defensive player might end up playing for somebody else before we hit minicamp. I don't know. So I lean towards Josh Allen only because, yes, the offensive pieces around him maybe aren't as talented, but the Bills' offensive line is better. Their running game is stronger. And their defense is capable of forcing a 3-and-out. And that's why I lean Josh Allen, because I think he will continue to be in those sorts of situations where he does have to beat Patrick Mahomes. We saw Joe Burrow. He was probably the best quarterback in football last year. If the Bengals are 10-7 instead of 8-9 or 7-10 or whatever they went last year, Joe Burrow might have won the MVP, but their defense was so bad that it kept him out of the MVP race and it kept them out of the postseason entirely. The Bills are going to win the AFC East. They're going to make the playoffs every single year because they're talented offensively and defensively. The Bengals are so unbelievably one-sided that I think it hurts Burrow's chances of being in an AFC championship game with an opportunity to go to a Super Bowl because their defense can't stop anybody.
Let's take the Bengals out of it. Do you still feel the way with Lamar Jackson? Because I think Lamar and Josh are very similar in terms of really good defenses. Offensive lines have been solid. Pieces around Lamar haven't necessarily been the greatest.
Except for the running game.
Except
the running game has been
also
dominant.
And also you have Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely is no slouch either. That's if you take the Bengals out of the conversation completely, I think it's a more of an interesting conversation, I guess, in terms of the full roster construction regarding the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, because they're built very similar to each other. But we know Lamar Jackson's track record in the playoffs. Josh Allen, in fairness to him, has a better record against everybody else. It's just that he can't get by Mahomes.
Yeah.
That I think is where things get a little bit more interesting, where if it's between those two, I would probably lean Josh Allen still, but part of me, just for whatever reason, and I don't know if it's an AFC North thing, but the Ravens, I just think that Lamar can figure it out one time where if they don't commit those three turnovers, I mean, it took three turnovers from the Ravens to lose to the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they were right in that game with three turnovers. So I think
those turnovers came from Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Right. That's been his thing. I mean, Josh Allen has 25 touchdowns to 4 picks in his playoff career. Lamar 10 touchdowns to 7 picks. Lamar finds ways to make mistakes. Josh Allen makes plays and he plays well in the postseason. Just doesn't play better than Patrick Mahomes.
So bottom line is, if Allen and Burrow are sitting there and you had to start a franchise with one of them, I know you're going Allen.
Yes.
You still going Burrow over Allen? Start a franchise. And by the way, I'd put Jalen Hurts over Mayfield.
Yes.
Mm. I think guy's extremely underrated. He's been in two Super Bowls. He could have been a Super Bowl MVP had they won 57.
He is. He's a better quarterback than Brock Purdy, because I think that the 49ers, that's the thing with the Kansas City Chiefs, is over the last 3 years, they've been to 3 Super Bowls and they've won 2 of them. And I don't know if they had the better roster in any of those 3 games.
Better head coach.
Better head coach, better quarterback. And what puts Jalen Hurts above Brock Purdy for me is that Jalen Hurts relies on the weapons around him and is successful with them. Brock Purdy couldn't get that done. Brock Purdy had such a strong offense, such a strong defense, offensive line for days, and couldn't win the big one. Jalen Hurts is a winner. He's a gamer. He doesn't care what it takes. I'll throw the football 14 times and we'll give it to Saquon 30 times if that means we win the football game. I'm cool with that.
And we'll let our defense be the stars and get to Mahomes, because that was the difference in the game.
100%.
Was the defense.
100%.
And I don't know if that doesn't necessarily take away from Jalen Hurts, but I think, you know, you could say, does that mean he's a better quarterback? Somebody will say, well, does that mean he's the better quarterback and all that other stuff? Where, I mean, look, he takes care of the football and he's the one holding the trophy at the end, so it's hard to say no to that person.
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
The one noticeable name not on here is Justin Herbert Namor. That's good to see, because Justin Herbert was always one at the top of these lists going forward.
Yeah, and
he just can't win the postseason.
That's a weird one for me, because I am a Justin Herbert
three
fan.
Coaches.
I'm not as much of a hater of Justin Herbert as maybe some other people are. He throws for a tremendous amount of yards. He's incredibly accurate, throws a lot of touchdowns. He limits mistakes. He only had 3 picks last year. I mean, 3,800 yards passing and only 3 interceptions, which is pretty impressive. But the thing that makes everybody hate Justin Herbert, especially here in the Metro and in the Chiefs Kingdom, is that he's constantly compared to Patrick Mahomes because they play in the same division. There's always some moron somewhere, and somehow inevitably it ends up being Colin Cowherd every year, that is like, I think Justin Herbert's going to be the best quarterback in the AFC West this year, not Patrick Mahomes. And no wonder everybody hates
Anthony
Justin
Lynn,
Herbert.
Brandon Staley before Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I think that really set
him
back.
Yeah, just a revolving door of course. He's going into what, year 5, year 6 as a starter, and this is his 3rd different head coach?
Yeah.
Woof.
And mostly defensive-minded guys, except until you get to Harbaugh.
Yeah. Yeah, Harbaugh. And Harbaugh does such a good, and he balances things extremely well, relies on the running game to set up the passing game. And I think that kind of fits. what Justin Herbert is, because he's a tremendous play action quarterback. And you get him outside the pocket, you allow him to extend plays and make plays with his feet. I think Harbaugh is a perfect fit for who Herbert is as a quarterback. I think it's going to be a fascinating one to watch.